Hello everyone! Welcome to another episode of What Women Want in Tech. And for today, we actually have a very special guest. We have here Vika of the Modern Creatures. O, diba? Bongga, meron na tayo mga special guest. From time to time, you guys should expect, you know, guests. Not specifically women, but as much as possible. Of course, we want these podcast to not just be all about us, diba? Syempre kailangan may mga ini-interview rin tayo. We wanna know the story behind those people. So, Vika, you might wanna introduce yourself and then we will follow na lang.
Okay, hi guys. I'm Vika of The Modern Creatures. And we also do tech stuff and also on a more lifestyle angle as well. So thanks for having me and inviting me, you guys. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes.
Formal natin eh. Parang hindi tayo magka-viber like every day.
Oo nga. Yeah.
Ang formal pala nung intro ko, parang hindi ako yun. I'm not like that.
So yun, well, we're here. I'll introduce myself. Hi guys, I'm Leia from Unbox PH. I'll make it quick na lang. Oh, ikaw, Isa.
Hi guys, I'm Isa and I do tech lifestyle
in your
stuff.
Life.
Yeah, tech in your life.
Intro ka eh.
In style.
Okay. Yes, I also try to do tech and basically content on how you use it in your everyday life. And yeah, yun. Formal natin pag start lagi.
Hello, right?
And, yeah, and I'm Mary Bautista. That's it. Mary,
hello. No. Needs no introduction.
Oo nga eh.
Oy, di
mic
naman.
Drop. Mary is Mary.
So yon, in this particular episode, we'll be talking about the different types of content that we create sa mga channel. Actually, not just on YouTube, eh, across different platforms. It's really because springing from our conversation with the last podcast natin that all, alam mo yung people tend to think that tech videos are all reviews, when that's far from the case. So ngayon, we'll be talking about ano-ano ba yung different types of content that we create para when you watch your videos, you know what to expect. Depending on sa title pa lang, sa pagtingin nyo pa lang sa titles. So yon. Okay. So guys, umpisahan na natin. What makes a review different from any other type of content that you create? So unahin natin si Vika kasi siya yung guest natin.
That's fun!
Laging una si Vika.
Vika, expect mo na ikaw ang laging una.
Mm-hmm. So na, okay, prepared ba ako? Hindi, but let's go. What was the question again?
it's really I'm sure you create a lot of different content aside from reviews, but what makes your video, article, or any type of review different from everything else that you produce?
The Samin, since we're a tandem, our main goal is the same naman, 'di ba? How tech is always perceived as this complicated, this very numbers game, and it's not the case talaga anymore. Ang gusto namin is it's presentable to everyone. You don't have to feel inferior to understand a phone. Like, so what if it's a Snapdragon 665 5 10 20,000, whatever, diba?
10, 20, 30, 40, yeah.
Oh, diba? I like the camera, it makes me look nice, and I appreciate it in my everyday life, diba? It's not always about power, it's not always about being the best of everything, being number one, diba? So, in tech, ang gusto namin is to break the barriers, is to break that stereotype, to get all those gatekeeping people and say, hey, pwede naman kami dito eh. I mean, we use these every day. Plus, syempre gusto namin maganda yung shots. So, you in creating content, you really have to find what you like the most. So, for us, we like videography, we come from filmmaking background, so gusto namin presentable and informative, not necessarily tech or specs heavy. I'm sorry, specs heavy. Yun yung angle namin lagi. Let's forget the specs for 1 minute and see how it really does in your life, whether you're a guy or a girl or anything, any orientation you may be, diba?
And share ko lang ah, sila Vika has one of the best, like the crispest videos out there.
Solid.
Like super idol when it comes to videos. You guys should watch it. Sorry, I just really had to say.
Yes.
It's very, I think the term we use is cinematic. Sobrang cinematic ng mga professionally done yung mga shots nila.
Actually, solid. Parang ano sila, parang commercial worthy. Like, pwede mong ipalabas sa TV, yeah. Ganon.
No, actually, hindi ka namin ano binibilog yung ano dito, Vika. We mean it. I mean, yeah. Even have you seen their car videos?
Oh yeah, it's, dude.
It's difficult. It's very difficult and different shooting cars yeah. kaysa mga smartphones. Yeah, to begin with, the scale alone of the TV nga lang, hirap na i-shoot eh. Ang laki.
Oh, TV. Hindi pa ako marunong mag-shoot ng TV. Sorry, hirap ako. See, I mean, we have learning avenues, di ba? I don't know how to shoot TV. It's hard. It's really hard. I don't know how to make it look nice yet. But that's what we're learning. We're here to learn.
Ayun. Tinuturo ni Mary yung kuka na TV niya. Kuka yan, di ba?
Yes, very strong. Na-stress ako. It's so big. I don't even know how to fit it in my camera.
Di ba? Super, super wide angle. Yeah. Ultra wide.
Kapit-bahay.
Pero ang ganda. Ganda all their content and everything since they started. I've always been like super a big fan. I always say like if you wanna see like legit cinematic content in the lens of tech and lifestyle, the modern creatures is the way to go.
Actually, yeah. No. The modern creatures. When they became part of UCN. Syempre, as someone who is very new to tech as well, syempre hindi pa ako very well known sa background nila and all that. So I was asking Isa nga about you guys. And then later we found out na you guys kayo yung very specific tech reviewers who make reviews or I mean who makes videos about cars. And then agad ko sinabi kay Jason because Jason loves cars so much. Sabi ko, makakasundo mo talaga sila, especially Kevin. So, guys, if you're looking for, like, car videos, not specifically car reviews, but, you know, anything all about, like, first impressions about the latest cars, you should really go check out their channel. Sobrang solid.
Isingit ko lang. Ay. Isingit ko lang. Even with cars, ha? Like, kami ni Kev, di ba, when you talk about cars, you talk about how the engine, the horsepower, again, sobrang specs heavy. Ang hirap ngayon is that vehicles are closely integrated na talaga with tech. Na, yeah. As a woman, I will look for a Android Auto car because it's the most convenient thing on earth. And okay na sa akin yung medyo okay lang, medyo mabilis, basta may Android Auto.
Yeah, it's, yeah, diba? Yeah, I get you.
So it's, tech is everywhere, diba?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm so confused kasi I'm not a car person.
Yes, actually, hindi ko mag-gets yung Android.
Android Auto, basically, sobrang simple. Mini-mirroring, it's not even mirroring. It's getting, it's software in the car for your phone. So you can basically access Waze, Spotify, your messages, na parang app. It's app-based na lahat. So parang kang may phone sa car.
Yeah.
So,
yun yung pinalagay cool sa car namin.
Yes. Pwede siyang ilagay.
Najahe ako kasi ako ang tinitignan ko lang, may gasolina ba? Titirik ba? May hangin ba yung
gulong? Okay ba yung gulong?
Okay, fine. I'll drive.
You know what, Leia? It's fine because sobrang segue lang. At alam ni Mary to, nakalimutan ko kung paano i-on yung aircon because I stopped driving during the pandemic. Sarang ako.
So, na nakita kami, parang pawis na pawis siya, ganyan. Ang haggard niya.
So, that's fine. You're fine. But that's a value of what Vika's saying. Again, sorry sumingit kami. Magiging The Modern Creatures yung title ng podcast na to. Pero I just really wanted to say. Yeah. Take it away, Vika.
Isa, di ba yung car event ka na din?
Hindi ba alam to?
So I actually, once upon a time, me and Kevin worked together and Kevin couldn't make it to a car event. So I went. So can you imagine the surprise of all the people who were there? And I was just like, fight. And I drove. And they were like, and I was just like, break muna.
Can I just paint you the landscape muna of the motoring community? They're really these manly men. Yeah. Ha? Like, ang hirap. And then, ang kwento sa akin ni Kev is what, when, pagpasok doon ni Isa, nagtataka yung mga motor media, who is this brightly colored hair na babae na lifestyle, di ba? Yun yung kwento niya.
Naliligaw ka ba?
Go Isa, break stereotypes.
And you know, I was there and then they were like, it's okay if you don't drive. I'm like, I'm gonna drive. Kahit I hate driving a lot. I was just like, Auntie Paula, let's go! And then there was me going like, okay, I don't want to off-road, but can I be on the pickup when we off-road so I can shoot my reactions? Parang sila, si Ate Girl! Anong kinagawa ni Ate Girl?
O, di ba? Different motoring content kaagad. It's not the usual. Why not?
Girls definitely drive too.
Yes. Pero alam nyo, hearing all these stories makes me realize talaga, all the content that we do, we really are all different. Diba? Mm-hmm. Parang, alam mo yun, we don't really have to describe it, we just have to show, iting link, and then malalaman mo agad what kind of content we make.
Definitely. So before we interrupted Vika,
go na, sorry let's naman Vika on someone. Isa, sorry naman. I will pass it to you.
Yes.
I don't even know what the question is anymore. Eh. Parang ano ba nagkikwento tayo?
Kasi said different types of content. Yeah. So yun, I guess ang unang takeaway dito is when you say tech, it's not just smartphones.
Yes.
Tech is actually our everyday life. It can be the car that we drive. Correct. Or it can be our home appliance.
Yes.
Saluhin
ko na. Nakonek ko na. Sorry, medyo. So, I mean, I completely agree with what Vika says. And I think that, I mean, coming from my background also, I was like the lifestyle part of a tech publication, you know. It was always una-una coming in and thinking about it in a way where you think like, what is an underserved sector of tech? Kumbaga. So again, that boils down to me. Like, I feel like when I look for a device, a lot of the time, content is not made for me. So for me, even if we're talking about like how to tackle tech content or tech reviews, a lot of my motivation when creating my videos, and this is something that I learned in the process of me creating videos, kasi this is not something I thought about when I started my channel. It was more of representation. Because what type of content do I want to see? Later on, as I was doing my content, I realized I'm my own target audience. Leia, we get along so well the very first time we met because we were the two lifestyle girls. And you knew exactly what I wanted. But a lot of the time, content is not served towards our audience. The same way I became fast friends with Mary, the same way I became fast friends with Vika. So in all of that, it's also for me, you have looking at tech with a lower barrier to entry because we have different needs. What Vika was talking about. Looking at tech in a way that it's not seen as a monolith, like Vika was saying, because it's not, like Leia was saying, because it's not just smartphones or this or that. It's like, it's automotive, it's smart home, it's pet care, it's baby care, you know, all these different things. But it's also representation. So to me, and this ties down to, I promise this ties down to Leia's question, because Leia's initial question was, how does a review become different to you? To me, kasi a review is when I pass judgment. And strictly speaking, if I pull down my journalist background, it's when I look at it in a lens of, is it worth it? Is it not worth it to buy? But then later on, you realize that again, all these things that we just talked about, that tech is not one thing. Tech has different uses to different people. And also looking at it from the angle of wanting to represent a different sector, a different audience for tech, you realize you can't just stand here and see it's worth it or not worth it. You have to put context behind it. And so that's the flavor I try to add to my reviews. These days, I rarely do reviews. Strictly speaking, it's also because I feel like when you talk about the device and use it and show how you use it, parang the people who gravitate towards who the device is meant for will see it and get that context. Very rarely I make reviews, and sometimes I make reviews when I feel like there's an interesting angle to make a review about the phone. Like I do a lot of like non-gaming gamer phone review. Why? Because I'm a non-gamer. And sometimes people are curious outside of gaming, what is the value of this device? And I want to check that out. So in that angle, I'm doing a review because I'm sort of in this lens, in this point of view, I'm giving you judgment. But to a lot of things, a lot of people, a good phone is a different thing. And that's why, you know, a big aspect of it for me is creating context for that when I pass judgment on a certain device. I'm always asking, what's a bad phone for you? And they always say, it depends. Who are you asking? Me as a user? You as a user? You as a user who want to save money? You as a user who just want the best without regard for money? You know, so for me, that's where I'm coming from when you say review. And that's why it's always been coming from also journalist background, such a heavy word, diba? Na parang review. And I guess it's also because I've been trained to say na pag sinabi kong review yan, yun na yun. I can't, to this day, like there are, you know, I can't even, to me, I can't even like do paid collaborations when it comes to reviews kasi coming from the that background. I mean, of course, you know, we've seen the podcast with MKBHD talking about branded content and how, you know, different styles for different content creators, and that's fine. But to me personally, with my background, kasi parang ang hirap eh. But I think that whenever there's a creator you follow and there's a creator you watch, you sort of have to look at the lens of how they're creating their content and who it's for, so that you understand when they come up with these conclusions, these judgments, you see the whole picture. So, ang haba nun ba? That to me is like how I look at reviews in general. It's always hard nga because Leah says, everyone's like, review, review, review. But, I mean, how can you say it's a review when a lot of people can't even agree on what a review is? Yun yung biggest part, diba? So, yun. Yun for me. What about you girls?
Mary, ikaw.
honestly, just like Isa, I have a lot of feelings when it comes to creating videos and putting titles on it. Kasi, honestly, syempre, parang looking back sa mga, you know, tech videos that was being created, yun talaga yung parang, let's just say, barrier or yung pinaka parang, yun yung nakasanayan eh. You make a review. Even brands now, they still are using the word make a review video. This is ganyan ganyan. And we really, honestly, ang hirap kasi nga syempre, you can't accept a paid review video. So what should we say? Is this a featured video? Ganito ganyan. Kaya nga when I make videos, I make sure din na talaga na alam mo yun, very transparent. Okay, so sorry, medyo lumalayo tayo with Leia's question, no? But when I create content kasi, honestly, when I started, sige, let's just start here. When I started creating content, hindi naman ako like technically sobrang galing. If you will be watching my old videos, sobrang mapapahiya talaga ako. Like, huwag mo nang panoorin, ganito, ganyan. Kasi sobrang, when... Pag narinig niyo yung Mary Bautista before 2018, parang hindi ako yon. As in, hindi, I mean, we all came somewhere. Alam ko naman yon, 'di ba? We all started somewhere. So parang anyway, I'm proud kung ano yung naging ako. Pero before kasi nung gumawa ako ng YouTube channel, sobrang bihira. Ito, before to, this was 2018, sobrang rare ka makakakita ng reviews in Tagalog, lalo na babae. When I was searching for a review na Tagalog, it was Liz, Filipina, pero English yung language niya, it was Liztek. Liztek is not here, pero yeah, Liz started with English.
Hindi ko inabot yun!
If you will look back sa old videos niya, anyway, shout out to Liz. Pasensya na, ikaw na pag-usapan.
But anyway. Ang wala pinag-uusapan. Ang wala lagi pinag-uusapan.
True. Oh, kaya be here next time. Charot. When Liz was starting, English, pero Filipino. So parang, I think she was targeting international viewers. So parang ako, as someone na parang nakakita talaga ako ng opportunity, and as someone na naghahanap din ng reviews, specifically iPhone, because I don't know anything about Android. So ako, nakahanap ako ng opportunity. So I created my YouTube channel since nakita ko rin naman na it looks like people really wants Tagalog unboxing videos. Talagang nag-boom kasi yung iPhone unboxing ko. And I'm not really sure why. Probably because I kept on saying things na parang very consumer na parang part, yung parang I'm speaking on behalf of them. So I started creating videos in Tagalog na on a girl's perspective or a woman or girl, bata pa ako nun sobra. So parang, sorry, I keep on, parang nagbo-vlog na ako ngayon. Hindi ko alam kung may direction pa ba yung sinasabi ko. But anyway, if may family na like nakikinig or watching right now, sobrang magigets nyo to. Kasi syempre, I always tell this story. Never ko naman siya sinikreto. I found an opportunity. Kinuha ko, I grabbed it. And I made sure na consistent ako. And that's how I came on this sabing sana position. And then, ang parang naisip ko, parang ang bastos.
Hoy!
But yeah, one day is
ba?
My
noon. Totoo what naman.
My
Merry ka wa.
What makes my content different is probably, I don't know, honestly, that's a very, let's just say, hard question to answer since, there's a lot of female tech content creator right now and I don't really mind. I'm very happy kasi marami akong nakakausap just like you guys. We relate to each other. But right now I'm in a position na parang ang hirap talaga for myself to describe what I'm doing and what makes me different.
Girl, actually,
there was this time when Carlo asked me what makes you different. Promise, I was not able to answer it. And I have to ask some people pa, what makes me different ba? I have to ask them on their perspective kung ano yung ginagawa ko. Kasi nga, I myself can't even answer it.
Girl, so the very first time I saw your videos, and I told you this, and if you guys listen to the podcast about me and Mary meeting for the first time, this ties in. Because when you watch Mary's video, she's very relatable, she's very casual, she's very relaxed. It's like a friend who's talking to you.
Yeah.
And also why when I first saw you, when we had not met, I was thinking in my head na friends
na friend
tayo. So I almost said hi. But so, like, to me, that's a very big thing because you can't fake being genuine. You can't fake just having that conversation with an audience. And you do that so well. Like, hands down, for me talaga, that's what I feel like draws people in talaga. Like, you're just very genuine.
Oh my God, Isa, may sagot na ako kay Carlo. You guys, you know what? True when Carlo will ask me again about this, I'll just have to listen to this podcast again. Tapos,
i-link mo na
write
lang,
down
i-link
what
mo
Isa yes.
I-play mo na lang, tapos lagay mo yung timestamp.
Actually, for all of you, ang pinaka napansin ko out of, actually, I don't want to stereotype, but for women reviewers and women on YouTube, it's really the sincerity. It comes out eh. And we're speaking from, you guys are speaking from what you know. You're not pretending to be some super knowledgeable tech blogger. You're speaking from kung alam, anong alam mo, diba? Eh kung may hindi ka alam, maaralin ko until to the point that I'm satisfied. You don't have to know everything. And I see that with you guys na sobrang inspiring because you're just being you. And it's
actually
so nice to see. Oh.
Alam mo ba, Vika, when someone will ask me about this certain tech, I'm always honest. Like, sinasabi ko, ay, hindi ko alam eh. Sorry, I don't know everything. Seryoso, when may mga like, technical kasing questions, and then when I don't know the answer, hindi ko talaga alam. Hindi siya part
okay,
ng research
diba?
Ko. Diba?
Oh,
and then, hindi
okay.
ko rin siya na-experience.
And you know, I feel like that's also one strength that YouTube brings. And like, to me kasi, I don't see, like, look, for example, what some would say, oh, ito mga girls na to, they're vying for the same audiences. You know, if you know already what your branding is, if you know already how you present your stuff, you're not gonna look at other creators as rivals. Eh. The way I see it, like, if there's sometimes I get comments, so why are you, like, big comment. Bakit hindi ka nagtatagalog? Magtagalog ka. You know what I do? I link to Mary's channel. I go, oh, that's fine. Because that's not how I do my content. But you can watch her because legit, I vouch for her content. You know? If someone asks about like a phone that I don't cover, I can say unbox. If someone asks about more lifestyle reviews, automotive, I can go the modern creatures. And like, to me, I think that's the beauty of the platform that we're on. Like, it's not so much rivalry because you can't possibly cover a lot. And I say that coming from someone who used to work at a publication and who used to need to cover everything. These days, I don't even try. If I have one phone in my hand, I'll use that one phone and, you know, do whatever content. But end of day kasi, it becomes not a competition. It's a mindset thing. If you're able to think of it as kakampi mo to and these are your friends, that makes all the difference.
Good for the consumer also. Kasi nga, libre naman manood ng YouTube videos, guys. So, alam mo yun, if you're trying to research on a specific product, then you can watch several reviewers. They may not always agree on everything precisely because we're looking for different stuff on a smartphone or any gadget. Pero it gives you a well-rounded idea before you purchase that with your hard-earned money. So it only benefits everybody the way I see it.
But alam mo, like, natutuwa ko, Leo, because we don't fight about things that we don't agree on. That, yeah. Diba? We don't always respect agree on each other. Correct. We respect the hustle.
Yeah. You know what?
Nandun ako pati na if may, let's say, may binili kayong product na I would never buy, eh, bakit pera ko ba yung pinambili nyo? Hindi naman, pera nyo naman yun.
You know what? It's so funny because I went on a podcast with one of my tech creator friends. And this tech creator friend of mine, I don't know if you know him. I mean, you probably know him. Si Juan, the gadget guy. And Juan creates like very exacting reviews, like very specific deep dives. He also talks about like deep and like tests them out like very specifically. But I love him. He's one of my good friends. And one time he had me on my podcast and he tells me na parang, you know what's very interesting when you review, sabi niya, it's that you give your opinion on how you used your stuff, but you do it very defensively. It's as if alam mo that all the tech bros will come at you and say this. So instead of saying, I like this because it's pink. You say, I like this because it's pink, but it's also, I believe that ganito, ganyan, ganyan, and based on performance, despite this or that, I believe that, you know, so I feel like that's also another thing when it comes to how technology content and how technology use has been normalized for users like us. We've always come second when it comes to tech that's created, tech content that's created. So I call it the culture of acquiescence. As users, we just acquiesce to what the big boys say is the best. And most of the time, that makes you as a user parang just acquiesce to the stuff that you don't really need, you don't really want for yourself. But because, you know, you don't want to think about it. Because I always say, it's not like we can't understand. It's like, it's just, you're presenting it to us in a way that we don't appreciate. Eh, kung bigyan mo ako ng TV, tapos sabihin mo sa akin, yung pixels niyan, 7,560. Walang pakailam sa pixels niya eh. Yung pakailam ko, cable management, maganda ba siya? Manipis ba siya? Kasha ba dun sa binili kong table na antique? Diba? So, like, when you talk, antique. Diba? Oh, pero diba, when you talk to someone, yes, kasi, and you talk to them about a thing, knowing that there's an aspect of this thing that they're not interested in. Sa tingin mo ba, pag kinausap mo sila specifically about that one aspect they're not interested in, that they'd be happy to engage with you? Of course not. And time and again, lifestyle users have been talked to that way. And so us as users, we've been trained to just say yes to yes, 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 kasi yun yung in-advice nila, kahit it's perfect for them, but not perfect for us. And I'm, I feel like that's me. Yes, oo. Yan yung sabi ko lagi, yung tech bro na papasok ka sa mall. Kuya, as in yung magandang selfie camera, may pink ako nakita sa commercial. Sabi ko, yan, ma'am, hindi po yun, mabagal po yun. Pag Genshin Impact mo, hindi po yun gagal. Hindi ka naman yung Genshin Impact,
Genshin,
diba?
Genshin Impact.
Pero diba? I've never played that in my life.
Pero ito yung catch. Maniniwala ka, pero hindi ka naman nag-Genshin Impact. Tapos uwi ka, yung binili mo, hindi yung gusto mo. Binili mo, yung sinabi ni kuya, kasi sabi ni kuya, ito yung malakas eh. So, you know, I feel like that also trickles down to how we make our content. Like Vika mentioned earlier, how we talk about our experiences and not so much the specs. We are tending to go towards our needs specifically. I feel like that's a direct, like, reaction to all of those things.
Going back to what I asked kanina, in terms of content, I think I mentioned this last time, at least for Unbox, when we say review, it's when we've used it for mga 2 weeks or more.
Yeah.
Pagka, if we just unboxed it and said something about it, that's not a review because truth is, you don't really know the phone so well unless you've used it as your daily driver, di ba? Kasi ako, honestly, mayroon akong tendency na, oh my gosh, this is brand new, shiny phone. Excited na excited ako when I unbox it. Tapos nagbigay ako ng first impressions. Tapos, after using it for 2 weeks, dun ko na-realize, ay, it's not for me pala. Na-excite lang ako. yung ganon. So, minsan, yung difference na yun sa time, it can change the our experience and syempre our judgment of that particular product. But then again, ito naman ako being defensive. That's me. It's based on my experience with it.
See?
Alam mo, Isa, sobrang I get you with what you said kasi I have a tendency na uunahan ko na sila before they put it in the comment section. I would think, they will probably say this. So, i-insert ko na to sa sasabihin ko para wala na. And yet, sometimes, even if you insert it, you get the same freaking comment anyway. Sorry. Lumabas yung frustration.
Na-trigger lahat. Nakita mo yung pag-yes ng lahat ng tao.
But put it this way, ganito ko. Sinasabi ko na blatantly, if it's not a review, sabihin ko na, guys, this is not a full review. I only just got the phone a couple of days ago, a couple of hours ago. And then sasabihin pa rin sa akin, either nice review, oh thank you, I mean it's a good, fine, you enjoyed the video, I take it as that, but again it's not a review, or sasabihin ano, it's an incomplete review, eh hindi nga review.
Dude, ako nga dumating na ako sa point na when I do my unboxing plus camera tour, I say na parang of course it's just our first look, I'd still need more time with the phone. Because like there are people, kakasabi lang, camera tour lang, not even a vlog test, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm literally just going through the features. Go outside! There's no photos, bad review. I'm like, ah! Ha, saan ka galing?
Unboxing. Parang unboxing pa lang, or like Isa said, first initial review or first look, uunahan ka na eh. Sasabihin na, no, it's an ugly phone. That's not a good phone. Don't bother. Yung parang, wait lang guys. Like Leia said, I literally just got it out of the box. I don't know,
Mika,
what it
is. Mika, alam mo ba, like, not to be mean or anything, sabi sa akin ni Jamie, of course, sabi niya sa akin before, kapag daw may mga ganong comments na parang mas marunong pa sa atin who experienced the device, who got the device, and sila hindi, you don't have an opinion. Parang wala kang
no opinion.
I think it was John of Unbox PH, di ba, Leia, who said that, na parang, kung hindi mo hawak yung phone, wala kang opinion.
But sinasagot niya talaga, diba? Yun.
But yeah, honestly speaking, not to be mean, ganun talaga. Miski naman ako eh. Diba? If wala sa atin yung phone, if we never really experience the device, why make a video out of it?
Yes.
I mean, pwede naman. We can always make reaction videos.
But, correct. You know, it's always like, edi, watch someone else though.
Alam mo ba, Isa?
Oo,
people are asking me kung bakit daw hindi, yung review ko na video, bakit daw hindi in-depth yung parang camera tour, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Gusto ko talaga siyang sagutin, but then minsan parang nauubos na lang din yung energy ko. But honestly, alam mo, what's on my mind, go to Isa's channel. Sobrang, she really goes deep when it comes to camera. Diba? Camera UI, like, camera.
It's like, I mean, I get it. That's what you're looking for. Pero parang, I'm gonna say this once. I don't wanna say this again because it might come off mean. But it's really, wow. The content that you're watching for free, we have to cater to you, one specific person in the audience looking for one specific thing. Diba? How absurd is that? Like, ako, I love people who give constructive criticism in the comments if you say it nicely. Yeah. Ako, so many times when I make a mistake and you say it nicely, I will pin your comment and say, yes, you're right, I'm so sorry, ganyan, ganyan. But like, if you say it in a nasty way, I'm not even gonna engage. And you know what? I think Leia, we should do an episode on like women on the internet and how we respond to comments. We've done that somewhat before, but I feel like kailangan ng refresher also. That would be another nice one.
Okay, let's remember that. Gusto ko yan. Kasi kanina, kasi before we shot this podcast, may sinagot lang ako.
No, it's so hard because as women, it's harder to keep boundaries, even more so on the internet. This is something I've always been very vocal about, how like a lot of people are like, Isa, wag mo na silang pansinin, or Isa, wag ka na mainis. I'm like, no, you know, this is a normal reaction. And as a woman, I'm trying to create a space in a male-dominated industry where I can create my own content for women that are similar to women and lifestyle users that are similar to me. If some person can just walk in at kaya akong bastusin in the space I'm trying to create, what message does that send to the people I'm trying to foster in my community, to the other content creators that I'm trying to welcome and say we can do this if we're just gonna take it? So like, I get so pissed, but at the same time, it's a hard lesson for me to learn that I can't respond to every comment, and sometimes you have to pick your battles, and sometimes you have to like save yourself for the bigger fights. Kumbaga, it's a hard lesson.
Your battles.
Yeah, it's a hard lesson.
If patulan lahat, baka araw-araw bad trip na lang tayo. And yeah, come on, we deserve some happiness in life, right?
Oh my
right?
God. Kami ni Mary, may time na ganyan. Ayun talagang init talaga na ng ulo namin. Tapos pareho na kami. Alam mo yung, today ako yung galit, tomorrow si Mary yung galit. Tapos parang the next day pareho kami. Diba? May time na ganyan sa comments. Kaming dalawa, parang hapon-hapon na lang. Nag-chess, parang bato, ganyan. It's tough.
Actually, yes. Pero, you guys, or to everyone who's listening right now, we don't want you guys to feel na parang nagreklamo kami or what.
Of course
it's yes, diba? It's just part of the struggles, but we assure you guys at the end of the day, we really are happy sa kung anong ginagawa namin, and hindi kami like napilitan na nilagay dyan o mag-review ko dyan.
Hindi ganon. Of course.
Speaking of happy, ha, you know, one of the content I really enjoy making is Married with Tech. It's a segment that we have sa Unbox na occasionally, that's when Jamie and I get together. Kasi usually mag-isa lang kami gumagawa ng videos, kanya-kanyang videos, 'di ba? But for that particular segment, na appreciate ko because we were able to give his and hers perspective, meaning we may not always agree on things kasi again, iba yung gusto ni Jamie sa gadgets, iba yung important for me. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine. And ang gusto ko dun, at the end of the day, I get to say, pwede mo bilhin yan at hindi mo pwede bilhin yan.
Totoo, I love that segment. I was telling Jamie also, I loved it.
Yeah, super cute, you guys.
So yun, it's also, I guess, because I'm doing it with my husband. So feeling ko, don't get me wrong, I'm okay making videos, pero sometimes kasi medyo it gets to me pag puro camera na lang yung kaharap ko, and it's really fun to parang ganito, we're interacting with people, yeah, which is lacking so much these days, puro digital na nga interactions natin eh. So I enjoy making content with people, syempre with Jamie, and I look forward nga na before kasi we're able to make pa mga collab videos na as in magkasama talaga kami physically, ha. So kung kailan man mangyari yun.
Nagpaparinig ata, Jamie. Nagpaparinig ata si Leia. Mag-married with Tech na daw kayo.
Ay, married kami this week.
Okay.
But yeah, I look forward to yung collaborations nga with you ladies. Baka we can do something together. I don't know when it's safe. So yun, wala lang. Kasi that's one of the, for me, the perks of being a content creator. It's really working with other creators pa, and you know, just wala lang. Just doing things together.
I really think in these times, parang if you want to experiment with content.
So kinag-smile tayo lahat.
If you want to experiment with content, parang today really is the time because everyone is now talagang ever since the pandemic, diba? Everyone is literally on the internet na, living their lives on the internet. We work, we ano. So, yung nga sinasabi natin, we have these content, we have these commenters who are always bashing. And I think that's one of the things that are stopping women or people from creating videos because they're scared. Because they're preying on your insecurity, diba?
Yeah.
Guys, I am super insecure about myself, and I actually don't feel comfortable in front of the camera all the time. But
we will tell you, Vika. We will tell you, Vika, we love you on cam. Like, we love you on cam. So
I didn't even know you were insecure about that.
Like, I'm the insecure person on earth. I'm telling you these. In all honesty, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm super insecure. Like, I do not find myself to be a presentable person. Talaga. I have... So if you are out there thinking na I can't create content because nahihiya ako on camera, or I can't do it because they're just going to make fun of my hair, they're going to make fun of my face, they're going to make fun of my nose, my lips, whatever. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
If you are speaking from the heart, if you are doing something, speaking from what you know and what you want to go to learn, people will see that. Like you guys, diba? Sobrang sincere. So don't be scared to experiment with all kinds of content. Like what Isa's doing, Mary, and you guys with Married with Tech, diba? It's not normal and it's working. So go.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's so funny because I also, like for me, I was so critical with my content. So much so na my boyfriend would tell me, you know, doesn't have to be perfect, just post it. Because what's important is you have your video out. Like I remember when I was starting, I was telling Jamie and sila Mary or whoever, I can't even remember who, or Carlo, I think it was Jamie. We were having a conversation and Jamie said, oh my gosh, hirapan ako sa B-roll na yan. I shot that for... Like, I was doing the video the whole day, and I was like, huh? I'd shoot one video for like 3 days nung time na yun, mabilis na. So, minimum mga 1 week for one video because I'd go through everything. I'd reshoot 3 times. When I started YouTube, I was a writer. I wasn't really a videographer. Alam ni Kevika, like, how I was with editing. I did not understand how to edit. I was like, alam mo yun? Like, so like, when I started, ako naman, ang sobrang laking insecurity ko is, I don't want it, my content to look like, yung pinakamalaga, bababang bar ko nun, ayoko na mukhang hindi ako marunong mag-edit. Ganun lang. And then, because of that, I was super critical of myself and my shots and everything that people actually had to come out and tell me na parang, Isa, okay lang yan. If it's not perfect, who cares? And eventually, you realize that the thing that you fixate on, the thing you're insecure about, like for me for a long time, I was very insecure about like background kasi gusto ko may certain idea ako in my head that I wanted for how my video should look all the time. And when hindi ko yun na-achieve, na-frustrate ako. And then eventually, I realized, no one has ever commented. Like, they commented on any other stupid thing. Pero nakashoot na ako ng video and nakita ni Mary to kasi pinagtatawanan ko to. May baso sa harap, foreground, nakaganyan. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. No one commented on the baso. So parang, Vika is completely right. And it's also like, what I'm learning from this conversation is, I mean, she says she's insecure, but like day one, I've been watching the Modern Creatures videos and I'm like, natural nito ni Vika, oh, ang galing. So, you know,
I wouldn't have known otherwise. Actually, there was a time when, alam mo yung lahat ng comment, sinusunod ko. Yung tipong, I'm talking about the phone, blah, 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 you're too hyper. So sa next video, I like to... This phone is maya naman. Parang inaantok ka ba? So, parang at this point really, kung sabog ako sa video, sabog ako in that day, sabog ako sa video, you can tell. And to dumating ako sa point na kung mabarok ako, mabulol ako, hayaan na yan sa video.
Mary, di ba pinag-usapan pa namin noon yung parang mga kailangan sobrang flat lay, kailangan sobrang makeup. Like, gets, like, I feel like it's time we accept the duality. Because we were talking about it, like, we have to put makeup on, ganyan-ganyan. And then may time na sobrang na-over it ako. Like, hindi na ako naliligo, hindi na ako nag-makeup. Tapos walang nakapansin. Ang pinaka-crazy doon, nung sinipag naman ako mag-makeup, parang lahat sila, ang blooming mo ate. So, naging good thing pa siya. Kasi, parang from naka-makeup ako, ayos na ayos ako, to hindi ako naka-makeup, walang napansin. And then, finally, na nag-makeup ako, biglang blooming pa ako bigla. So, diba? Every now and then, ngayon, hindi na ako mag-makeup para paglabas, blooming ako lagi.
Yun. Anyway, ladies, we're running 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
So, there, I think we have to cut it now because we can do another 2 hours, guys. No joke.
That's true. That's true. Kaya.
Yeah.
So there, basta yon. I guess to recap everything, the point here is every creator has his or her own style of content. Not all videos are reviews, guys. So look at the context. And usually, actually, you don't even have to look at the context. Look at the title. Kasi sinasabi pa namin. So, you know, just those things. We don't use the word review lightly kasi.
Yeah, and then so, if you're curious about like if it's branded, we have an episode that talks about branded content and how we treat it. So that you guys can like get like where we're coming from and know like what features are there in our videos. Para alam nyo if you're curious about the process.
While we're at it, make sure to watch all of our videos. Kahit na pare-parehong product yan, seriously, you'll get different opinions and because we use our devices differently as well. And kahit pa all girls kami ha, iba-iba kami ng priorities.
Yeah. Like, alam mo ba, Leia, like before we end this, kapag ako may gusto kong bilhin, not just tech, kunwari just lens, I make sure I watch like at least 5 videos before I buy it. Kailangan manood ako ng maraming videos. And I'm sure yung mga nakikinig sa atin right now, alam nyo yun, at least watch, ano mo yun, kahit 3 videos man lang. Yeah. So you get different perspectives. So mas madali yung decision making.
Yeah. Very, very true.
Buyer's remorse after.
Yeah.
Like, I researched so much for these headphones kasi ang hirap mag-compromise talaga.
I love your headphones.
Cute and high-end.
Oh my God,
diba?
Truly.
Parang it's never truly. There. It's
girl, oh my God. Ako. I didn't even care about the audio quality. Nakita ko lang, ang cute niya!
Meron rin akong pa-cute headphones lang. So, see my problem, Vika's exactly right. Because meron akong work headphones, meron akong pa-cute headphones.
Mm-hmm. Yung pa-cute ba yung, things. Ano, yung pusa?
Yung may parang...
May yung pink.
Ah, yung isa.
Favorite ko.
I've seen that. Yeah. Diba, may ganun pa tayo.
Yeah. Gusto ko na rin ng pa-cute na headphones. Ano ba yun?
Ako din eh, ito lang lagi gamit ko.
Parang ang boring tuloy ng headphones ko. I mean, it's boss, pero wala akong pake kasi hindi naman siya cute.
Okay lang yan. Ikaw na lang yung cute.
Oo. Oh,
correct. Daan mo yan sa...
Bawiin natin
sa... alam mo na.
Daan mo yan sa sa hindi mo pantay-pantay na buhok.
Oy, hindi naman. Gusto ko yung... Nandito na tayo sa buhok ni Mary yung usap.
Oo nga eh. Background, she cut her own hair.
Siguro, let's continue this na lang after the...
Yeah.
See you next time, guys.
So thank you, Vika, for joining us in today's episode. Sana hindi huli, o diba?
Yes, oo nga. It's so fun you're here, Vika.
I had fun with you guys. Super.
So please, Vika, promote your channel and where can they find you and TMC?
Hey, hi guys. Again, I'm Vika of The Modern Creature. So it's not solely mine. We are a tandem, me and my husband. We are on YouTube at
House
The Modern
Band.
Creature. House band and housewife. Hindi
ko alam.
Wala akong sinabing,
oh my
wala,
God,
wala akong sinabing
Mary!
Tama.
Mary! Hindi niya daw alam na house sige. Band. Okay, go.
Sorry, okay. Girl. Sige, continue. Mamaya na kita chika.
Okay. Yun lang, The Modern Creatures is on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're everywhere. Just search The Modern Creatures, you guys. Subscribe, follow, all that jazz.
Yes! How about you ladies? How about you, Isa and Mary, after?
So you can find me on Isa Does Tech and then Isa Does _ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok where we do tech in your life, in style, in my heart. Shut up! In my heart!
Heart, guys.
Oh my God, ganito na pala yun.
Gusto ko mas malaki.
Nun, parang hindi ko kaya. Anyway, you guys can find me naman, in YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, just type Mary Bautista YT. It's all the same. I made sure of that para hindi kayo maligaw.
Favorite so ko yung I made sure of that ni Mary.
Yeah. If may fake account, that's not me. So, follow me, guys.
Oh, by the way, guys, I still... Okay, sorry. quick segue because may giveaway and may giveaway winners tayo for the podcast. But there are a number of fake Isa Does accounts na nang sa scam for giveaways. Like, sumasakit na yung ulo ko. But please, 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 please be careful. Yun lang. Sorry, sumegue lang ako before I forget.
Yes. Ayun. And for me, I'm Leah with Unbox PH. So check out our website. We're also on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. San pa ba? In your hearts na rin daw, sabi ni Isa. Kadiri. So yon. Thank you so much for joining us in today's episode. And for those who joined our giveaway and followed us also, we're What Women Want in Tech. Pare-pareho yan across all platforms as well. So thank you for the support and for listening to us chat. Do our girl talk on it every week. Bye, guys!